if you see at any point that you think I'm kind of taking over a little bit, and you'll hear from her.
Okay, just let me know.
Okay.
We have all kinds of resources, so you guys are able to communicate with her. And she can mostly understand you anyway.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. I'm so sorry, but my English is a little bit bad.
It's wonderful, wonderful things. We appreciate you two doing this.
Thank you.
So this is Open Minds, Open Arms.
Okay.
We have created a website using Google Sites right here. This is basically a website compiled with videos and online resources as well as culture sharing for ESL students who are immigrating into rural areas, as well as all parties included, like teachers and English, native English speaking students.
We created this website because Camila immigrated here at the beginning of the year, and I got to meet her, and we became really fast friends. When she first immigrated here, why don't you tell them your story, if you're comfortable?
Okay, when I'm going to stay here for leave, I feel alone sometimes because of for the language is different and the culture, so it's very difficult.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a process because I can't to understand more. Thank you for the project and for the teacher and the people help me. Now I have more confident for talk to English. It's very good.
She's made a lot of improvement.
Oh my gosh, I'm about to cry.
I already have many times.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
When I first met Camila, the only way we communicate was she could say, "Hi, my name is Camila," and that was about it. And I had very little concept of Spanish either, so we spoke solely through translator. And then as we were moving forward with the year, we began to kind of learn off of one another with Rosetta Stone and just with speaking. I tried to ask as many questions as I could about her culture because I was really intrigued. And she asked as many questions as she wanted to towards me. So we were approached with this need that students, ESL students, may have difficulty adjusting into these new communities. And teachers and other students, native English speakers, may have difficulty communicating with them or accommodating them in certain ways. So we decided that it would be best if we created a website using Google Sites to compile these videos and these resources. We recently decided to add culture sharing as well. So we do have QR codes on the board. If you'd like to pull it up on your phone, you can. I'll just explain some of it right here as well as Camila. So we just kind of have an introduction when you first open it, and then you scroll down and you see student resources, which come with translators and things of that sort, administrative resources, which come with more translators and learning resources like Khan Academy, things like that. And then culture sharing, that's our latest development. I reached out to a member of the International Studies unit at Austin Peay University and asked if they had any resources for us, because they do have a lot of international students there. And they gave me a bunch of studies as well as just some verbal advice, as in like see the person before the language. So we decided that the culture sharing would be important to see the whole person, you have to see their values, you have to see their vision. So would you like to talk about culture sharing? Just, you can talk about some of your favorite traditions.
Okay, when I live in Colombia, my favorite
Tradition, okay.
My favorite tradition is in Colombia. We have one event to the December.
Okay.
It's called Día de las Velitas. Is one. Semana Santa is very very beautiful in this town, but it's different when I live here. And the first time I live, I need to translate.
Can you translate?
Yes.
So while she's talking about that,
While she's typing that in, we basically just kind of discussed with one another which traditions were our favorites, which we missed the most, because we kind of felt like to know each other, we have to know our values, we have to know our traditions and things of that sort. In order for her to properly adjust, she may have to understand some things that are specific here, but may not be specific.
Right. So I heard you say that it was in December, your favorite tradition, and have you found your translation?
Yeah. It's Day de las Velitas.
Okay.
Es un evento que se celebra mucho en Colombia, pero cuando llegamos aquí no se celebra. Y fue algo muy duro y muy trágico porque me sentía mal por la diferencia de culturas y muchas...
She said it is an event that is celebrated a lot in Colombia, but when we arrived here, it was not celebrated, and it was something that was very hard and very tragic, because I felt bad for the different cultures and many, because they didn't get to experience it.
And so she wanted to share with us. So we kind of reached out to a lot of people, and when developing this project, I spoke about the Austin P coordinator, but Camila actually put together a survey for our teachers who had ESL students in their class. And she asked them some questions about their experience, what they had, what resources they had, what they felt that they needed in the future. And we got a lot of responses. Now this is translated into Spanish, so Camila can communicate with us as well about it. So our results were very interesting. We had a lot of different viewpoints on the subject, some of which were very open to learning, and some of which may not have been. But regardless, we want people to learn, and we want them to grow. So, what do you think about this?
Nosotros le hicimos una serie de preguntas a algunos maestros y aquí están las respuestas de lo que ellos piensan de cómo podrían ayudar a los inmigrantes que llegan a este país a aprender inglés, que no saben mucho del inglés.
She said we asked some teachers a series of questions and here are the answers of what they think and how they could help immigrants to come to this country, learn English, and who do not know much English, and they are questions that these teachers... Sorry, sometimes the translate's not super accurate, so... basically what she's saying is how we can accommodate these students better. Were there any answers that you saw on there that you thought were a little odd? Was there anything that you saw on here that you did not like? Or that you thought was interesting?
Yo tuve una maestra que ella pensaba que hablando más duro yo podía entender lo que ella decía, pero sencillamente me frustraba más porque me hacía sentir mal, porque por más duro que hablaba no podía entender lo que ella me decía. Y es realmente frustrante al principio.
She said, I had a teacher who thought that by speaking louder, I could understand her. And what she was saying frustrated me because it made me feel bad, because no matter how loud you speak, I couldn't understand you. So that was actually one of our responses, but we also had a lot that were very open to learning. Next, we reached out to our foreign exchange students. Although our foreign exchange students do have a concept of English, they have to in order to move here. We did want their input because immigrating here, even for a short period of time, there might still be a culture barrier. There might still be some sort of language barrier, especially living in the South. So we asked them about that. Camila and I both reached out to them, and we made sure we translated the questions into their native languages so it was easier for them to understand if they needed it. And we did get a lot of responses recently that said that they would enjoy if there were like a website such as this that would help them kind of understand things that were specific to this community. And, you know, it may have given them a little more confidence. So this last resource, one of the other resources we used, this is when Camila and I collaborated with one another, and we wrote down a bunch of introductory material, questions, statements, feeling statements, as in, like, I feel sick, I feel cold. And we compiled some videos. We created videos in Spanish and in English of these statements, and we put them in the website down under student resources so that the students that are immigrating here can express these to their teachers and to other students, but these students who may struggle to communicate with other students that are immigrating here can also communicate with them in a way. So there's kind of that mutual understanding. So this was that timeline that we had created. And then over the time of this project, Camila and I have both made a lot of discoveries. For me personally, I kind of realized how few accommodations are made for students immigrating into smaller communities. And it was difficult for me to understand that because I feel like all students need to be accommodated for. I also realized that a common stereotype is that people who don't speak English are stupid. Because they struggle to communicate with others that maybe they're academically challenged when in reality they're not. They're just a language barrier. I don't feel well equipped enough to talk about Camila's discoveries because I didn't experience them. So we'll have her talk about them.
Algunas veces se siente realmente mal porque uno siente que las personas lo discriminan a uno por no saber el idioma y es muy difícil expresarse o decir lo que uno siente sin saber el idioma y estando en un país diferente, con cultura diferente. Es realmente muy duro, pero con ayuda del proyecto y con ayuda de muchos profesores y con ayuda de muchos compañeros he podido aprender mucho y entender cuando las personas me hablan en inglés. Okay. Sometimes it's feeling really bad because you feel the people discriminate. Against because you don't know the language and the very difficult to spread yourself or what you feel. Without you knowing the language, being a difficult country and with different culture is really hard, but with the people of the project and it's helped me of much, and the teacher and many teacher helped me. Yes, very very nice, because thank you for everybody. I try to speak more. I can understand when the people talk to me, and I'm really.
So this is also kind of an example of how translators being used solely isn't extremely helpful.
Yes, ma'am.
when students move here, because it's not always accurate, and they may struggle to understand as well. So this is another reason we created this website, so it's easier for people to communicate with one another. Because if you're learning solely off of translators, we're not learning. Now, Camila has done such an amazing job. I mean, like I said at the beginning of the year, she could say, "Hi, my name is Camila," and now she can tell us full stories. She can communicate with me. She can be patient with me whenever I'm not as great with translating things into Spanish. It's really amazing and insightful. Our website really just aims to make sure that this adjustment in one community to another is not only smooth, but comfortable for these students. Because obviously this is a big leap, but this is something that we need to help students with as much as possible. Because leaving them to fend for themselves is obviously not helpful. And I think that's all we have. Do you have anything else?
Esto lo vivo a diario, a veces el traductor no dice lo correcto, a veces las personas no logran entender lo que yo quiero decir, o cuando intento hablar en inglés y no es buena mi pronunciación, es realmente frustrante, pero demasiado le doy gracias al proyecto y a las personas y a los profesores, ya que gracias a ellos aumentó mi confianza para poder hablar en inglés, y gracias a ellos y a todos por escucharme y gracias por venir.
Call Sadie.
Okay. I experience this daily. Something the translator did know the right. I think something people come to understand me what I want to say, or when I try to speak English, and it's not good. My pronunciation is very frustrating for me, and thanks of the project and the people and the everybody and the teachers, because thanks to them my confident. Mm-hmm. Increase to be able to talk in English, and thanks to they.
It's okay.
Thanks to them and everyone to listen, and thanks for coming.
Hey. If I can say something really quickly, watching the bond between these two form over this project has been amazing. Mm-hmm. To watch Sadie become more confident in speaking English, in her becoming more confident to advocate for Camila and what she needs has been awesome. And then for Camila to gain the confidence to speak, she's understanding much more than she's letting on right now. But just watching her, she said the other day she was putting the board together and she got really quiet. And I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "I'm very emotional." And I said, "Why?" She said, "I'm going to help a lot of people." Mm-hmm. And that was so amazing. The way STLP will work is they'll be on an exhibition floor. They'll have multiple people coming up to them, asking them questions about their project, as well as a group of judges that will be coming around. So please, if you can, stick around, go up and ask them questions. Find out more about their project. Engage Camila. Don't let her stand there and not speak. And learn more about the hard work that these girls have done to get this project to where it is today. And find out what their goals are for it, because I haven't talked about that part of it yet.
I said before we had come up here a few days ago that I understand that when we do present this on the exhibition floor, that a lot of people are going to come to me for questions because they know that I speak English fluently, and they'll feel more comfortable with that. But we're not going to make any progress if we're not attempting to communicate. with each other. Mm-hmm. So I just encourage everyone to please don't just come to me. Please ask Camila questions, because she experienced this just as much as I did, if not even more. Now, before you ask any questions, when it comes to expanding this project and expanding our goal, we plan to kind of localize this at Trigg County at first, and then we plan to expand it to surrounding counties. We will allow these other schools to add things in that may be specific to their community alone. Because if a student goes to Todd County and they read something about the Hamfest, they might be a little confused. So we want to make sure that that is a component there. And then later on, we plan to kind of expand even more into the state. Whenever we do kind of begin to implement this into the school, which we do plan to do, we will kind of inform the teachers on this by having a meeting with them personally. Because we feel since Camila and I created this project, it is best for us to distribute it. Camila, do you have anything to add? Yeah, okay. Sorry, she's using my phone, so she doesn't have the password.
Yo sé que con este proyecto vamos a poder ayudar a muchas personas y sé que vamos a poder acoger sin discriminar a ninguna persona ni por su estatus social ni de donde venga. Simplemente los vamos a acoger y los vamos a recibir con mucho cariño para poderlos ayudar también. Okay. I know that with this project we are going to be able to help many people, and I know that we are going to able to welcome wake up and discriminate. Against and any people, neither because of their social status nor where they come from.
Does anybody have any questions for us?
I don't have a necessary question, but can I make a comment about how? I'm her father, by the way. This is her mother, Catherine. When I first met her and the family, none of them spoke any English whatsoever. Zero English. Except for hello, because they used the word hello over there instead of, you know, hola. They used hello a lot. But to see how she's progressed, and she's only been here 10 months. Before she came here, she didn't speak any English. And to see the progression that she's done in 10 months is very impressive. So you have to kind of look back as, you know, she's learning a whole nother language, trying to understand how to pronunciate things. She can say the words, but she's trying to understand how to say the word discrimination and such. Mm-hmm. But she's a very intelligent woman, and her mom is too. She, you know, we wish we could have got her into the English language before they were coming here, but we didn't know if they were going to come here or not, because it was a long process. And over there, English is not important to them. Even in the schools, they try to teach English, but it's not important to them. Just like most people think Spanish is not important, you know, like when I grew up, Spanish wasn't important, you know, so I never learned Spanish, which now I wish I did. but to see how well she's done, I'm very impressed with how well she's done. And there is a big culture difference, big difference, and also the way they go to school, the way they do things in school is completely different from what I've experienced. This school is like completely another world to them compared to what they went through in Colombia.
And our website, we do plan to expand to new languages other than just English and Spanish. We are aware that there are obviously other languages of students who are immigrating here. We just have that at the moment because those were the languages that we based our project on. But obviously that will be expanded in the future. So all students can learn to communicate with one another. Anyone else? Any questions?
I have one, and I look at it obviously through like administration, and one of the questions on here I thought was really good. After going through this process, what would you like administrators, I know it says teachers here, teachers also, but mainly like administrators, what do we need to know to make this better, work, easier, what you've learned through the project? So, I'll ask.
¿Aprendieron del proyecto? ¿Qué quieres que después del proyecto sea el paso siguiente para que los administradores sepan qué hacer?
I'll start with Camila. Other than we can talk loud.
Lo que yo deseo y lo que espero que sea nuestro próximo paso es que nuestro proyecto llegue a todo Estados Unidos para poder ayudar a demasiadas personas. Y sé que no va a ser fácil, pero sé que vamos a poder lograrlo.
Y aquí, en lo que es esta área de aquí. So I asked her, she was saying, as you'll hear, like in a general idea for the state, so I asked her, but here, what do you think here? Aquí en el colegio, ¿qué pueden hacer para ayudar?
Yo tengo, y nosotros tenemos pensado en poder mejorar lo que nos falte y poder ayudar a las personas que lo necesiten y poder que los profesores se sientan cómodos con los alumnos inmigrantes y que los puedan tratar de la mejor manera para que ninguno de los dos se frustre. We have thoughts about being able to improve what we lack.
She said, I have and we have thought about being able to improve what we lack and being able to help people who need it and being able to make the teachers feel comfortable with the students and immigrants and that they will treat them in the best way so that none of the two get frustrated. So what we're trying to say, what Camila is trying to say here is that as long as we're distributing it with the utmost respect and we understand what this project is about, and I think that we make sure that the people who created it have input as well on how it's distributed. I think that it'd be helpful if administrators maybe use the website as well when they're interacting with students, immigrant students, because it can probably be really helpful. It's not just for teachers, it's not just for staff, it's for everybody. Any other questions?
Yes. So I'm going to address Camila first.
Okay. I'll get this right there.
Quiero que sepas que yo era también aprendí inglés a los 6 años y si hubiera tenido la oportunidad de aprender el inglés usando aplicaciones o teniendo toda la tecnología que tenemos ahora, de niña, mi mamá ponía el noticiero o las telenovelas en inglés porque hablaban el inglés apropiado. Y ahora soy intérprete para el estado de Kentucky. Por si acaso, en el futuro, si sigue practicando, necesitamos intérpretes aquí, en esta área.
She just got offered a job.
What I was saying is that when I learned English, I learned to speak English when I was 6 years old. And
we didn't have the technology that we have now with the apps and all that. My mom would have the news on or soap operas, Guiding Light, you know, because it was proper English. And so we were able to hear it that way and practice it that way, but we always spoke Spanish at home. And what I was saying is that in this area, now I have been a stage interpreter for Kentucky for the last 10 years, and we're very shorthanded in this area. By the way, Sandy, just keep practicing that Spanish. If you're ever interested in becoming an interpreter for the courts, you know who to talk to. But keep at it. I mean, it's, I don't know if you can tell by my voice, it also makes me a little emotional. I wish I'd had this. I remember thinking people were talking about me, and they might have been saying something nice, and I didn't understand. It was so frustrating. It was scary. I was little. I was six. And, you know. So, there's a job out there for you if you want it. As well.
I remember Camila approaching me sometimes with being in class, and she would be upset, and I'd ask her what was wrong. And she said there were accounts of students who were telling her to say things that she didn't know the meaning of, that were obviously not appropriate to say in English, or telling her things that were just untrue. She told me of one time a teacher had left the room, and she asked where they went, and they said that they left because of her. So.
Anything else? I just wanted to compliment you both. I've sat down on many, many, many presentations from students. I just think your confidence, your poise, your passion, your eye contact, I mean, even when you were speaking in your language to us and we might not even understand it, I really appreciated that you were looking at all of us, giving us the eye contact. And I think that's going to really set well when you go and present at the STLP conference. So just give you all kudos for your presentation and how you're coming across to us. And also, I hope that you don't just present to the high school folks, because I know, you know, we may have a family member at the middle school, so I can use any help I can get also there when it comes to this. So I look forward to sitting down with you guys and going through your website. So thank you so much. I don't know.
I'm just curious, like, how you would go about inviting other schools to participate. You talked about expanding. How would you go about, what are your ideas about expanding to other districts?
Well, hold on, let me translate the question for
We can take to social media. Students are also a resource. Talking to other students, maybe who are invested in this program, about talking to their administrators about it, or us traveling to other schools and maybe presenting our ideas to the administrators directly. I think that would probably be the most impactful, because if they learn about this program via email, they may not understand its importance until they have learned about it in person.
You should prepare some business cards to take with you at the end of the week while you present.
They have some cards that they can get out.
We do have these. If anyone is interested in one.
You'll be on the radio in about 5 hours.
Oh.
Or maybe tomorrow, but soon. How long did it take you guys to make a website?
Well, the website idea itself kind of blossomed over the course of a few days, but the website that is still being added onto, mind you, we're still making changes. We plan to make changes in the future. We plan to just fix it in every way that we can. Any comments that are given to us, things like that. So always
changing anything that needs to be, always adding anything that needs to be. But our timeline over here, this has been a process since last September. So the building the website on its own, since it is a Google site, wasn't extremely difficult, but compiling all the resources, developing ideas, getting in contact with people outside of the school, you never know how long that's going to take for a college to respond to you, things like that. So it was over the course of a few months, but we do plan on adding on in the future and continuously.
And one of the things that I'll say is, because we came here and they didn't really have anything set in plan here when we came here, and Trigg County was very open to try to do whatever they could to help with the language issue, her learning English, and that's one thing I was very impressed with. I was very happy with Trigg County, is that they were more than willing to do whatever they had to, for example, this website is definitely something that would have been nice to have ahead of time, but now that you guys have put a foot on it and gotten it, it's one more thing closer to mm-hmm. helping this school and other schools, like you said, to progress.
May I add something? When they mentioned resources, they divided everything up for admin, for teachers, for students, so for guidance, for example. So included in that is not only translators and translators for all the exercises for kids and stuff like that will help students and teachers, but also everything that's legally required, everything that is expected by KDE and ACFL, questions you can ask, questions that are illegal to ask to people that are coming from abroad. So it's not only what we're going to be using in the classroom, but what's going to be needed by guidance counselors to be able to follow that step by step.
Especially for small rural districts that haven't had that experience of having that kind of student in their population yet.
I think on our survey, let me check, so I know it off the top of my head, only 41.5% of teachers had an ESL student in their class. That doesn't include like a foreign exchange, well, it may, but it's mostly immigrant students who have very little concept of English. So, and that could include a lot of those teachers having the same student. So it's not, although we are very open to learning and we're very open to accommodating these students and helping them in any way possible, it's not unheard of, it's not very common. So even though it is not very common, there still needs to be resources there because one day in the future it might be common.
What's the most common reason that a student or a family would immigrate here, specifically maybe Trigg County?
I think that's a question you probably
recommend. Yeah, that'd be great.
Mira, ¿cuál es la razón más común que piensas tú que es porque la gente emigra hacia los Estados Unidos?
Specifically here in Trigg County?
Or Western Kentucky, yeah. That's fine.
Para venirte a los Estados Unidos, ¿cuál crees tú que es la razón más valedera de cualquier persona para venir aquí a la parte de Kentucky?
Yo pienso, y estoy casi segura, que las personas que vienen para aquí a vivir vienen a buscar un buen futuro, ya que en sus países no se puede, ya que no hay las comodidades, no hay las... Okay. I think, and I'm almost sure that the people who come in here now to live are looking for good future, since in the day country is not possible, since they are not
is there are no comforts, there are no have recursos.
People are coming here to better their lives. And I think that if they're coming here for that, that's what they should receive, is a better future. So we need to do everything we can to ensure that. Does anyone else have any questions or comments? We take any suggestions.
I mean, I'm blown away, but that's my comment.
Thank you. If I might, I'd just like to say thank you to the teachers who helped to facilitate this and make this possible. They recognized a friendship early on between Sadie and Camila, and they went out of their way to not only foster it, but saw a need and then helped to guide them in the right direction so that they could then solve that need themselves. And I just think that says a lot about them. It says a lot about what they're willing to do, what they see when they see a need, and how to give our students an enriching experience to help meet that need. Thank you, guys. Really.
Any questions?
One last thing. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, if there's anything I can help.
Yeah. I mean, we're always looking for people to maybe as we're continuing to develop the website, we're always looking for people to distribute the information. Tell people about it.
Resources. Yeah, mm-hmm. It'd be great. I'd love to
help. Something I didn't mention while we were presenting under my discoveries, because I hadn't listed it, but Ms. Nador reminded me of it whenever I was coming in earlier. I did not have an incredible understanding of how difficult it was to communicate, or how nerve-wracking it is to communicate in a different language, until I realized that tomorrow we will be going to an authentic Cuban restaurant in Louisville. And obviously the three of them are able to communicate with the waiters. And obviously I can communicate in English, but thinking about wanting to fit in and communicate in Spanish made my stomach drop. Because I do have a concept of Spanish, but I get a little nervous trying to speak. And I mean, my skin was burning thinking about doing it, and it just kind of, and that's just a restaurant, so it kind of gave me a glimpse as to what Camila may experience every day, as well as every other ESL student and every other ESL citizen that we have in this community and others. There are people who immigrate here as adults who don't have a concept of English, and they still need to be accommodated, because even though they're not learning in the education system anymore, they're still learning in life, they still need to be helped.
Please take some time and come and talk to them individually. Ask them your questions. They're not going to be presenting like this at competition, so I know they're both very nervous doing it this way, but I'm very proud of both of them.
Mm-hmm. We also have candy.
I'm here for the candy. Oh, yeah. I just want to say real quick, though, the passion is what I see. Mm-hmm. And this is amazing. I know we came in a little later, but what I felt from both of you was the passion. And passion oftentimes will bridge what needs to be done. You have all the elements here, but passion is what's going to motivate and drive you. And that's what I saw here today. It's amazing. Amazing.
Great job, Candy. You ask a question?
Candy?
Why are you using resources from Austin Peay State University? Hello?
This is racer territory.
I know.
You might know somebody that gets that job.
That's right. Talk about using your resources.
We're not biased here. We're not biased. Come and check out the QR code and come check out the board.
Oh, thank you so much.
Check the building.
Hi. I'm sorry, I came in late. I was working over in the book. I am here.
Okay.